By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, another morning with Rise and Shine. And each and every single day we have a new topic. We always begin by listening to the glorious Quran, the Naal Sharif of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have our daily topic, a daily reminder, a daily hadith sharif. So please do join us to see that too. But my dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah, we do always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have completed three full parts. Yes, so 10%, Alhamdulillah, within a matter of 2 to 3 months. Within 2 to 3 months, Alhamdulillah, we have completed three parts of the glorious Quran. And inshallah, throughout the rest of the year, inshallah, up until hopefully the end of the glorious Quran, up until Surah Nas, hopefully, inshallah, we shall be able to listen to it. It also does come along with the Urdu translation. Let's inshallah go and begin. Let's not go anywhere. Let's stay where you are. Unless it's a prayer time in your country, my dear viewers of inshallah, in England it's not. But unless it is a prayer time in your country, then yes, please go pray your salah, etc. Otherwise, don't go anywhere. Remain with us. Let's inshallah begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. And remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our job, it is our duty to give our full attention to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني اسرائيل الا ما حرم اسرائيل على نفسه الا ما حرم اسرائيل على نفسه من قبل ان تنزل التوراة
سب کھانے بنی اسرائیل کو حلال تھے مگر وہ جو یعقوب نے اپنے اوپر حرام کر لیا تھا توریت اترنے سے پہلے
قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ فَاتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
تم فرماؤ توریت لا کر پڑھو اگر سچے ہو
فَمَنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ
اس کے بعد جو اللہ پر جھوٹ باندھے تو وہی ظالم ہیں
قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
تم فرماؤ اللہ سچا ہے تو ابراہیم کے دین پر چلو جو ہر باطل سے جدا تھے اور شرک والوں میں نہ تھے
ان اول بیت وضع للناس للذی ببکت مبارکا وہدا للعالمین
بے شک سب میں پہلا گھر جو جو لوگوں کی عبادت کو مقرر ہوا وہ ہے جو مکہ میں ہے، برکت والا اور سارے جہان کا رہنما۔
فیہ آیات بینات مقام ابراہیم ومن دخلہ کان آمنا،
اس میں کھلی نشانیاں ہیں ابراہیم کے کھڑے ہونے کی جگہ، اور جو اس میں آئے امان میں ہو۔
وللہ علی الناس حج البیت من استطاع الیہ سبیلا،
اور اللہ کے لیے لوگوں پر اس گھر کا حج کرنا ہے جو اس تک چل سکے۔
ومن کفر فإن اللہ غنی عن العالمین،
اور جو منکر ہو تو اللہ سارے جہان سے بے پرواہ ہے۔
قل یا اہل الکتاب لم تکفرون بآیات اللہ،
تم فرماؤ اے کتابیوں اللہ کی آیتیں کیوں نہیں مانتے؟
واللہ شہید علی ما تعملون،
اور تمہارے کام اللہ کے سامنے ہیں۔
قل یا اہل الکتاب لم تصدون عن سبیل اللہ من آمن تبغونها عوجا وانتم شہداء،
تم فرماؤ اے کتابیوں کیوں اللہ کی راہ سے روکتے ہو اسے جو ایمان لائے اسے ٹیڑھا کیا چاہتے ہو، اور تم خود اس پر گواہ ہو۔
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ،
اور اللہ تمہارے کوتکوں یعنی برے کاموں سے بے خبر نہیں۔
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا
اگر تم کچھ کتابیوں کے کہے پر چلے تو وہ تمہارے ایمان کے بعد تمہیں کافر کر چھوڑیں گے۔
وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ،
اور تم کیوں کر کفر کرو گے؟ تم پر تو اللہ کی آیتیں پڑھی جاتی ہیں اور تم میں اس کا رسول تشریف فرما ہے۔
وَمَن يَعْتَصِم بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ،
اور جس نے اللہ کا سہارا لیا تو ضرور وہ سیدھی راہ دکھایا گیا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We have listened to the glorious Quran. Within the glorious Quran, so many messages, subhanAllah. But it spoke about what belief, really spoke about belief, my dear viewers. This is, by the way, the fourth para, the fourth part. So para, we say part. But in terms of surah, in terms of chapter, it is still the third chapter. Alhamdulillah, we are coming towards the second half of the third chapter, which is known as surah, which a chapter is known as a surah. So this is Surah Ali Imran. And we heard about, yes, aqeedah, about belief, my dear viewers. We must believe, we must accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Azzadul, the Quran Al-Kareem we have listened to along with the Urdu translation. My dear viewers, today's topic is very, very important. But after having listened to the Tilawat al-Quran, we move to the Naat Sharif of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's move to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
آقا 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 آقا،
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہے
جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے، وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں، جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں۔
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔
کافی ہے اشارہ
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam is something which was unmatched and cannot be matched, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, it is unique, and I think we've spoken about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, my dear, who was the most generous of people. Look back at history. Alhamdulillah, not only in terms of generosity, whatever good attribute, think of any good attribute. Think that this is an attribute within a person. If a person had this attribute, this person, you know, would be a brilliant person. Whatever it may be, whatever it may be. For leaders, you think of justice, you think of kindness, you think of generosity with everyone. You think of generosity. But whatever does come to your mind, a good quality, which really is good, which really is a good quality. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect example for that quality. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfect, my dear viewers. No doubt about it. Alhamdulillah, we are followers. So yes, we say alhamdulillah. We should say alhamdulillah. We should always say alhamdulillah. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for making us from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for making us from amongst those people who knew about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many people out there, many in the millions, who do not know. They've possibly only heard his name, or maybe they've heard bad things sadly because of the media. But there are many people who do not truly realize who he was. They've not read about him, they've not read his biography. But alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we have learned, whether that be a little, we have learned, we have heard so many good things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know who he was. We are from his followers. We call ourselves Muslims. A Muslim is a person who follows the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. You know, he is our role model. He should be if he's not. For those, you know, who look towards other role models, perfection in every way. Our one and only true role model is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're looking at somebody with no imperfections, this was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now today's topic, my dear viewers, is ilmi deen, knowledge of religion. Now generally knowledge is power, as it said. Knowledge is power. This is true. Knowledge is power. And in this day and age, we are given a huge, you can say we're hugely encouraged to seek and to attain knowledge. But sometimes this is dumbed down too. I think I'm not going to get into the controversial side. But generally, people understand that it's very, very important to seek knowledge. It is very important to seek knowledge. Knowledge, we understand, is something which differentiates even nowadays, many a time, even the rich from the poor. Although that it has become so accessible, before the 16th century. Let's just say it was around about the 16th century in this country, in the Western world, where people, it was known as the print revolution. The print revolution, where things began to be printed. And within a year, it was only from only the noblemen or the rich people reading to the lay people on the streets being handed out papers. And these papers contained different things, whether they were from the copies of so-called scripture or whether they were music and all sorts of things. This is, I'm talking about many hundreds of years ago. Many hundreds of years ago, even within these Western countries. So for a very long time, the people, they were not exposed to knowledge. They were not exposed to reading. No, it wasn't considered something to be good to seek knowledge. No, it was just something for the rich, that the rich were able to read and write. This was something which was limited to the rich. But this I'm seeking in this Western world. Only what, 500 years ago, when people began to start reading and they understood the importance of printing. And then printing, when it started, possibly I think it was in Germany, it turned everywhere. And it gave people information, where people only went by what they were heard or what was forced upon them, to being able to read for themselves, interpret for themselves, understand for themselves. So this changed the Western world, my dear viewers. And this is when people began to understand the importance of being able to read and write. And then people, even later the layman, not at that time, but many years later, the layman began to read and write. But what I mean by layman is the average people. The average people is the people who are considered the noble people, people who are in the hierarchy, who are either with the king, the king's followers, people who are on a government level. These people who were the rich people, and then there were the normal people, the laymen, possibly peasants, whatever they may have been. Now, knowledge, my dear viewers, was something which was restricted for the rich. This is just how it was. It was something which was restricted for the rich. Slavery, which did exist at that time, slaves, people like this, and there were exceptions. There were exceptions for everything. But otherwise, they did not have knowledge. It was just restricted for the rich. This is what only a few hundred years ago, or even only 100 years ago, where there became, you know, there were universities and there was the importance given to knowledge itself. Now, alhamdulillah, going back further than 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, skip to 1,000 years ago, even before 1,000 years ago, 1,400 years ago, 1,400 years ago or so, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, as we've already mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave known as Hira. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've all heard the story where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam comes in the form of a man and says, Iqra, read. But the lesson to take from this is that the first word of the glorious Quran, which is an order, an order meaning a commandment. But what was this order? From all of the things my dear viewers, praying salah, performing hajj, fasting, or the things to refrain from, not lying, not backbiting, not harming others, not drinking alcohol, not performing fornication, not doing all of these things, or commandments from all of these options. The first revelation of the glorious Quran was Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Iqra means read. The first order the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was given was to read, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So this is not, as we said, just a few hundred years ago, when we began to understand the importance of reading. You know, as a person says, I won't mention his name, but not so long ago, so just over 100 years ago, he says, what knowledge is power. But alhamdulillah, we learned this 1400 years ago. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, which is read, ordering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is no doubt, the Quran is for us, it's for everybody. But the first order of the glorious Quran was to read. And reading is the best form of seeking knowledge. This is one thing is experience, subhanAllah, experience is something else. By listening we attain knowledge, but reading is the main source. Why? Because everything is available in books. By reading we gain knowledge. So the first order of the glorious Quran was to read, which in a way is to seek knowledge. We have been taught within our religion, within our deen, the Prophet ﷺ, through the teachings and the practices of the companions, the tabi'un, all the up until now, the importance given to seeking knowledge. This was from the Prophet ﷺ. Now, for example, how do we have the glorious Quran? How do we have the glorious Quran? The glorious Quran is a book. Hundreds and thousands, millions of people had memorized this book. For them to memorize it, they were able to read. Hundreds and thousands of books have been written. For people to write books, they have to be able to read and write. And this was when, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time of the companions who wrote, the tabi'een who wrote books, taba tabi'een wrote books, the muhaddisun, all the ulama, the fuqaha, all the up until now. For 1400 years, it has been a norm within Islam amongst Muslims to be able to read and write. This is a very important point to note. It has been a norm for a huge amount of Muslims to be the majority to be able to read and write. Let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall continue with this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah.
by the grace of Allah.
Today in our society, we see many issues, we see many things happening. Brother with a brother, children with other children, a neighbor with another neighbor, within families, within businesses, within a single compound. When something happens, another person wants to show that he is greater. Another person wants to show that he has more connections. If something has happened and a person does not like it, he does not forget it, he does not leave it, he does not ignore it. But instead, what do we see is that a person would be on his sleeves and ever ready to take revenge and to show that I am better than you. If you have done this to me, then I'll do that to you. If you show me your eyes, I will show you my eyes back. If you show me your fist, I'll show you two fists. If you hit me, I will kick you. So we have that sort of enthusiasm within ourselves. Instead of forgetting, instead of tolerating, we want to revenge one another. We want to show who we are. While what does the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teach us? What are the parameen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who has three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his accountability with ease on the day of judgment. The companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are those three qualities? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, give to those who deprive you. Give to those who deprive you. Second one, mend ties, mend relations with those who cut off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. So within our families, if we have instances wherein two brothers are not talking to one another, do not wait for the other one to come and approach for forgiveness. Why don't we be the ones to ask for forgiveness? Why don't we be the ones to mend relations and act upon the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as a result of which, inshallah, by the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our accountability will be taken with easiness on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, those who have oppressed you, forgive them. Forgive them, be tolerant about them. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who deprives you, give them. That no, he did not give me. When his child was getting married, he did not invite me. Why should I invite him? Why should I give him this? Why should I help him out? Why should I attend his call? Why should I answer to his message? No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who deprives him, give him. What is the result? Result is easiness in accountability on the day of judgment. Such a great reward. Needs a little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of hard work from our side, inshallah, will give us such great benefits on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the one who wants a palace in Jannah. Do you want a palace in Jannah? Of course, we all want a palace in Jannah. So what is the procedure? Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if you want a palace in Jannah, if you want your status, if you want your ranks to be elevated, then forgive those who oppress you. Mend relations with those who try to break ties with you. And give to those who deprive you. Jannah. Easy accountability, raise in ranks. What do we have to do? Little bit of big-heartedness is needed from us. A habit of forgiving, a habit of tolerance is needed from us. And we will see this benefit not in the hereafter only, but in the world itself. We will see that our society will become like a garden of Madinatul Munawwara, full of peace, full of tranquility, full of blessings, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Mashallah, beautiful forgiveness, being kind, being nice towards others. Why is it that it's pride, isn't it? This is the reason we think, you know, we need to always compare with others, we need to always be better than others, we need to act as if or show our strength. We need to think, do we always need to show our strength to others, always to show off to others? This is something we do need to think about medievalism within inshallah. Now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, today's topic we're speaking about ilm-e-deen, seeking knowledge. And this is something which we mentioned, 16th century Reformation within Europe, etc., these countries in the Western world. Whereas, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in Islam, what did we have 1400 years ago from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Quran was compiled. People at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions were writing, great companions. They were writing the glorious Quran all the way, and subsequent to the glorious Quran, people began to write ahadith sharif of the Prophet ﷺ, and then different sciences, sciences of the usul of the ahadith, for example, other sciences which came about. People were always reading and writing. This was not something which was restricted, alhamdulillah. Our deen, as Muslims, we were the people of knowledge. Our forefathers, going back spiritually, the Muslim elders, they were the forefront of knowledge. Muslim cities, Baghdad, were the cities of knowledge. When Muslims were in Spain, these were the places of knowledge. These were the centers of knowledge, my dear viewers, in the whole world. And this is not only what the Quran and the Ahadith Sharif of the Prophet ﷺ, it's not only Islamic jurisprudence or Islamic sciences, no. But secular too, non-Islamic sciences, just general science. Alhamdulillah, Islam was the center of knowledge. But why are we lacking this in this day and age? Why? We must ask ourselves. Why is it that nowadays, you know, the majority of youngsters, those people who are Muslims, they don't show interest in knowledge? What's the reason for this? And one reason, my dear viewers, I would say is because we have moved away from the Quran and the Sunnah. We have moved away from the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. This is the reason. We have moved away from those things, thinking them things are not as important. And we have begun to follow others who we think them people are more advanced. Please remember one thing, really remember one thing, that when one person follows another person, then the person who is imitating another person, he will always be behind. If you wish to follow and you think, you know, these things are good, the practices of, you know, the West, etc., my dear viewers, just things you need to think about. Remember, as long as you are following, you will be behind. No, my dear viewers, yes, we do have somebody to follow. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is perfect. Why, when others have defects, why would we go and follow somebody else rather than following the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself, who is perfect in every single matter, in every single manner? My dear viewers, we have such a noble, such a great individual to follow. We do not need to follow others. And subhanAllah, the beautiful thing is generally, if you think of culture, you think of fashion and these sort of things, these become outdated over time. Whatever it may be, it becomes outdated over time. Alhamdulillah, we can always follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always following the traditions, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can take every single word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so much of it we have not truly discovered or understood yet. Remember, everything is within the glorious Quran. It is our job to seek knowledge. This is today's lesson, to seek knowledge, but not just any knowledge. First, the priorities need to be given. Those which are the most important things, we need to give priority to those things. Those which are the most important. And once we have learned, let's say, for example, the fara'id, then if there's another field we wish to dive into, no problem. Go and do so. But first we must learn those things which are necessary. We must prioritize things. If you've got two important tasks in your day, you need to, one thing is you need to take your child to the hospital. Another thing is you need to take or just do any other little matter. Any other little matter. Tell me, let's just say you need to take the kids to school. And one of your kids hurt himself and he needs to go to the hospital. Now what are you going to do? It's an emergency, he needs to go to the hospital. So which one are you going to do first? First are you going to think, okay, let me take the kids to school and then I'll take the other child, I'll take him or her to the hospital. You wouldn't do that. Immediately you'll either call the ambulance who could get to even quicker, or you yourself will rush towards the hospital. Why? This is an emergency. And emergency is priority is up there. Its priority is up there. Similarly, when it comes to seeking knowledge, yes, you may go into medicine, dentistry, whatever it may be, which are good fields. It's always good to seek knowledge. But we must prioritize. We must understand that, okay, seeking this and, you know, these things are good. It's good. Inshallah, I'm going to be earning a halal income from it. Inshallah, I'm going to be helping people, taking care of people's health, which is good. Alhamdulillah, which is good, my dear viewers. But if we are doing this at the expense and compromising our religious seeking Islamic knowledge, then there's a problem. If we do not know how to pray our salah, then there's a problem. If we do not know how to perform ablution and we are, you know, trying to become a doctor, there's a problem, my dear viewers. Why? We do not have our priorities in place. We do not have our priorities right. Dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, we must first understand which things are necessary for us to know about aqidah, about our beliefs. We do not know the Islamic sciences. We do not know what sciences and what content has been written by Muslims. We are unaware. We've not gone out to search for knowledge, to seek knowledge. Alhamdulillah, we can see around us with our eyes open, we know the truth that Islam is the true religion, is the only correct religion. Alhamdulillahi azzurul. This can be proved as Muslims, we can prove this. Whether that be logically, whether that be rationally, same thing. Rationally we can prove this, we can understand this. Alhamdulillah, why? Because our deen is perfect. It is absolutely perfect, my dear viewers. It's not that we're just following something blindly, no. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif, and then inshallah azzurul we shall continue. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, I bring to you today a thought-provoking hadith narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لا يدخل النار إلا شقي, that no one shall enter hell except the doomed. It was asked, قيل يا رسول الله ومن الشقي, O Messenger of Allah, who is the one that is doomed? To which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that the person who is doomed is the one who never acts obediently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not give up sins solely for his sake. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is very important for us to learn about Jahannam and scare ourselves with the horrific description we receive throughout the glorious Quran and through the words of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the depth of Jahannam is such that if a stone was to be thrown into the fire of hell, then even after 70 years, the stone won't reach its base. And the lightest punishment to be given to a dweller of Jahannam is that he will be made to wear shoes of fire that will result in his brain to boil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such acts that lead us towards hell. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching rise and shine. Alhamdulillah, we have our guest from Birmingham. And this is, many of you would have already guessed, our respected Abdul Hannan Bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abdul Hannan Bhai. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I hope you are in the best of health too, Abdul Hannan Bhai. Now, Abdul Hannan Bhai, Dawat-e Islam, alhamdulillah, you have been in Dawat-e Islam for a very, very long time. Today's topic is seeking ilmi deen. Undoubtedly, Dawat-e Islam does encourage so much the importance, really, it does encourage the importance of seeking, or it does encourage us to seek ilmi deen. You yourself have, you know, mashallah, you've given your children in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go in search of knowledge, to study the knowledge, Islamic sciences, etc. You've understood the importance. You yourself, mashallah, you would have regularly traveled on a Madinah qafila to seek Islamic sciences, to seek knowledge. What was it that, or why did you do such?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shabazz Bhai, alhamdulillah, you know, before I go on to the question why seeking the knowledge, just what you are mentioning regarding Dawat Islami and the mindset, one thing, the beauty of Dawat Islami is it's giving knowledge to people on their level and how much one can take. You know, basically every second of its time, it's giving knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the prime example of that is Madani Channel wa Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah says regarding Madani Channel, that every moment of this is, it's like that time where you are seeking knowledge. This is why our beautiful Madani channel doesn't have advertisement. So that a person, if he switches on for a minute, in that 1 minute, he's not mahroom from knowledge of deen. He's seeking something. And alhamdulillah, so many different ways, you know.
For gaining reward. Let's just say this person is listening to Inad Sharif, he would, at that time, he would possibly not be listening, gaining knowledge. Maybe he would be, if this translation is understanding things. But alhamdulillah, he would be gaining reward because everything is in accordance to deen, isn't it? People think that if I do become a scholar of deen, I'll be dependent on others. I'll be, as you say, I'll be broke. I wouldn't have money to look after myself, etc. What would you say to that?
Oh, subhanallah. Shabazz Bhai, the beautiful thing is Uch Amir Le Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. He says, he goes, have you ever seen, you know, have you ever seen a scholar, you know, in this state? He mentions a few things regarding the scholars, you know, but you will never find a scholar who is out on the streets begging. You will never find a scholar who is starving, right? Alhamdulillah, the beauty of the ilm of deen is Allah. One is that Allah provides sustenance anyway to everyone. And then the scholars of deen, alhamdulillah, blesses them in the sustenance. Maybe
not. In fact, something has come to my mind too. Those who are hardworking in whatever the field they go, they will be successful, and which will entail a job too. They will get a job. They will be able to do something. They will have an income. But Abdul Hanama, I don't know why people doubt it when it comes to the deen. You see, nowadays there are many people who they study in universities, Abdul Hanan Bhai. You would have come across many people. They've studied in university, they've studied for years, but they still can't get a job. Is this true or not? They've studied for, yes, in all sorts of fields. They've studied for years, you know, people who have done PhDs and they think, you know, this person's a doctor. And my dear viewers, honestly, for those that do not know, they need to really open their eyes. There are hundreds upon hundreds of these people who they may have studied so much in university, they may have spent many years, but they still cannot get a job. Nowadays, people are not just looking for knowledge or degrees, they're looking for experience. And a person who doesn't have experience, they cannot get a job. So how is that person going to get experience to get a job? Allahu Akbar. This is how it's become. But do not think, yes, if your child, inshallah, you send him to Jamaat al-Madinah. If he's a hard-working person, why will he not be given, inshallah, a good job, a good wage? Alhamdulillah, he will. In Dawat Islami, this is emphasized, this is stressed. Alhamdulillah, this is stressed. That those people who have knowledge, alhamdulillah, they should have a good wage. Alhamdulillah. So do not worry about these sort of things, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sustenance. If you work hard, yes, you have to work yourself. You can't expect it to just to be given. Hazrat Maryam, she was given food just like that. But when she bore Hazrat Isa, she was told to pull the branch. And then she was given the fruit. So yes, when you gain responsibilities, you must try yourself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always the provider. Ji Abdul Hanan, back to you.
Shabazz bhai, there's one beautiful thing I really want to share. And that was, it's something which I read and it really touched me. Some of the great people of knowledge and some of the great people, you've got people like Imam Bukhari I'm talking about, you got people like Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, you got people like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. There's something about these great personalities in Shabazz bhai. Maybe you will able to guess and tell me. And that is, these people, they didn't have that physical sport or the sport of their father. Why? Because their father had left the world in their childhood. And who brought them up? Their mother. And just by the sport of the mother, and then, and what the other thing which they had was the knowledge of Deen. They all went into knowledge of Deen. And they become, you know, people of such greatness, people of, you know, people of the amongst the greatest people of fiqh, amongst the greatest people of hadith, among the greatest people of tasawwuf, even that they didn't have support. Sometimes people say, look, I've got no one to support me from behind. I want to seek the knowledge of deen. Yes. Yet if you look at all these people, they only had the support of their mother to support them. And we all know that how much can a mother support a person to study the knowledge of deen. And you know, like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he left with his du'as of his mother. You know, his mother said, I will see you on the day of judgment. And he left in the way of seeking knowledge. So, you know, it's something which we need to reflect. Sometimes different aspects of things come into people's mind. I've got no one supporting me. I've got to run the house. Well, and if I'm going to go and study the knowledge of deen for 6 years, 7 years, how things are going to be running behind me. And, you know, all these aspects. And if they look at the previous people, yet they were all in this situation, or probably a lot worse than this situation. And they didn't have nothing, yet they went to seek the knowledge of Deen. So we should not let anything stopping us from seeking the knowledge of Deen and gaining the knowledge of Deen.
A beautiful point you have mentioned in regards to the mother. The mothers do play a huge role. It's said, a famous poet has said that, Al-Ummu Madrasa, إِذَا أَعْدَدْتَهَا أَعْدَدْتَ قَوْمًا طَيِّبَ الْأَعْرَاقِ, that a mother, she's like a madrasa. A mother is an institute. A mother is an institute, and when you raise her correctly, you raise an entire generation, you raise an entire nation with good character, with good manners, with perfect attributes. And this is the role of a mother. You know, it's famous, isn't it? The mother is the first school. The lap of the mother is your first school. Think about it. Yes, mothers do play a huge role in teaching their children. She is the first teacher. The mother is the first teacher, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. They do play a huge role. It's not that fathers don't play a role. Alhamdulillah, fathers have their own role to play too, especially in the teaching, the upbringing of their children. MashaAllah, we have Abdul Hanan bhai, a father of many children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with more if that's what he desires, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. MashaAllah, Abdul Hanan bhai, how many kids do you have? How many have you sent to seek knowledge? If you don't wish to answer it, you don't have to, by the way. I just generally do put people on the spot.
Alhamdulillah, Shabazz bhai, I have 4 children, 3 boys and 1 daughter. Daughter is the smallest. And my older 2 sons, alhamdulillah, since the age of 11, they've been away from us. And they've been studying, alhamdulillah. My older son's Hafiz of Quran, alhamdulillah. And the one younger than him is also, alhamdulillah, studying Darsi Nizami, alhamdulillah. So they are busy in their studies, alhamdulillah. So I haven't really, you know, I've given them the ease of not thinking about anything else and just basically saying this is what's going to benefit them.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, reward you for your good intentions. May Allah ta'ala grant them sincerity, grant them success. Inshallah, you, your entire family in this world and akhirah. Abdul Hanan, I am going to have to send you away. Jazakallahu khairah for giving us your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah. In fact, any words you wish to depart with?
MashaAllah, Shabazz Bhai, just last of all, you know, you look at any profession person, any person with any greatness, whether he's a king, whether he's a prince, whether he's a person of money, and to look at him, there is no reward. But looking at the face of a scholar, Allah Akbar, this is ibadah, this is worship, this is where there is reward in. Alhamdulillah, just by looking at the face of a scholar. So, you know, Alhamdulillah, this shows the greatness of an alim of deen, a scholar of deen. However you can, study the knowledge of deen, become scholars, inshallah. And you will be blessed with a lot more.
Inshallah. MashaAllah, what a beautiful message. Jazakallahu khair, Abdul Hanan Bhai. My dear viewers, inshallah, mashallah, that was our respected and honourable Abdul Hanan Bhai from Birmingham. Mashallah, left us with a beautiful knowledge, just glancing with love at the face of a alim deen, a scholar. This itself is ibadah. This itself is worship. This itself is rewarding. Allahu Akbar. This itself is rewarding, my dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, inshallah, forever the circle of scholars, inshallah. Now, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, as we mentioned, we have some beautiful animations, and the name of these individuals, well, the main one, or the name of the entire thing, is Ghulami Rasool, is our main character. Let's see what he's up to today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Fatima, slowly. Why are you in a hurry? People in the house can get worried because of this. Stop, Kanis Fatima. Our Islam teaches us the manners of entering the house.
Manners of entering the house?
Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Our beautiful religion teaches us manners for everything. So listen, before entering home, recite this dua after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. After that, enter the house with the right foot first. Then say salam to the family members and enter the house. And if there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Kanis Fatima, will you remember these things?
Why not, Brother Ghulam Rasool? First of all, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter with the right foot. Then say Salam. If there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh wow, spinach! I just love spinach. But Brother Ghulam Rasool told me that we have to wash our hands and mouth before eating.
Mashallah! But Kanis Fatima, you have to change your clothes. Take your shoes off, put them on the shoe rack, wash your hands and face, and then eat. Otherwise, the school uniform can get dirty if you don't change it.
Okay, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'll be right back.
Dear children, today we learnt that we should end home with Bismillah and the right foot, and also say Salam. You too, make this your habit and earn loads of reward.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madri Channel, mashallah wa azza wa jal, that was our respected mashallah Ghulami Rasool. My dear viewers, that's all for now. Inshallah wa azza wa jal, we shall be returning tomorrow if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows. But for now, that's all. Continue to watch Madani Channel and send as much salat, salawat, as much durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine.